Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Marlo Lewis back on the show. Marlo is a 13-year member of our Brain Trust, senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. His beat is the whole global warming energy policy world. He's publishing in all the great publications in the world, and he's become an expert in the carbon tax attempts that some members of our government want to and the marketplace and the advocates want, and he's here to talk to us about all of that. Marlo, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be with you.
It's good to have you back. I want to talk about carbon tax in the next segment solely in that segment. But before we get to that, I want you to give us a little bit of an update on where things are right now with the United States and our what we've accomplished on reducing our carbon footprint. Have we fared, how has the world fared since we pulled out of the Paris Accords, which I was very proud of President Trump for doing? I thought that was a misadventure that much like the Kyoto Accords of the 90s. Give us a kind of a tour. Give us a report on where things are.
Well, our emissions are down about 14% from where they were about the year 2000, if I remember correctly. And that is a more rapid reduction in emissions than any other industrialized country has achieved during that period. And much of that is due to our fracking industry, the much maligned frackers, who have, you know, America today is the Saudi Arabia of oil and also of natural gas. We are the world's largest producer of oil and natural gas. That has made both commodities much cheaper than they used to be. Of course, you still have fluctuations in energy markets, but the result of making natural gas so abundant and affordable is that it has displaced a great deal of coal generation in the United States. Coal, you may recall, was at one time the source of something like 60% of our electricity.
Right.
And today it's down to about 27% or 28%. And coal is the most carbon-intensive fossil fuel, in other words, the most carbon atoms per unit of energy. And so, therefore, when combusted, produces the most carbon dioxide. So it's natural gas, it's hydraulic fracturing that, as if by an invisible hand, to quote Adam Smith, our emissions have fallen faster than all other industrialized
folks, what he's talking about is accurate, it's real. And yet, Marlo, you never, ever hear the climate change zealots use that number. If you listen to them, we're the most polluting, the most egregious polluter in the world. And if America doesn't do something about our climate change, we're going to die in 10 years. We're going to die in 12 years. Or the polar bears are going to go extinct in 5 years. I mean, it's whether any of that other stuff is true or not, why don't they give some credit to what's already been done? In my opinion, that's where their argument is the weakest. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure that that's the weakest link in their argument, but, because in their view, nothing less than a zero-emission economy will satisfy them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and by...
But they know logic tells you that
with people who set utopian goals for energy, and so now the other thing that has happened, Jim, you asked for an update, is in the last year, American carbon dioxide emissions actually increased by about 2%. So they'll point to that. They'll say, oh, you see, from it's just all downhill
right.
from here. The trend we've seen over the last decade and a half or so, that's temporary. It's going to flip unless we have carbon taxes, unless we have the Green New Deal, unless we rejoin the Paris Agreement. That's how they'll talk. So they will not give credit where credit is due. They will only see things to blame.
Well, and that's what makes their argument fallacious. It's the reason why thinking people who pay attention to what's really going on are not gonna go along with them. And the sad part is if they would just be honest, we could solve a lot of problems, because there are some things we could work on. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Marlo Lewis. When we come back, we're going to talk about the carbon tax specter that's out there. Twin Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.